Wake up! Stonecrest Weekly.
Learn about your city from neighbors who actually live there.
Stonecrest Weekly.
Well, all I want to say is, I love when you give a great idea to your spouse, and then they tell you that they don't love you anymore.
What are you talking about, Agent?
So I said to Gazza, why don't we do XYZ right now for the show? And what did you say?
I said we can do that later.
Same thing as he doesn't love me anymore.
Man, what are you talking about? You're talking nonsense right now.
I mean, these are all facts.
Okay.
Any woman knows.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Blessings, everybody. All of my return listeners, even more blessings.
Even more? What the heck? You know, this man, he is such a give and
seriously,
to get person.
Welcome to episode four, man.
1 month in, theoretically.
1 month.
So we're very happy. Thank you for listening to us continuously. We have way more growth than we expected in this short time.
A lot more.
So we're really feeling it, and we're grateful to you guys, and we look forward to continue to bring you more value.
Yes, definitely. I'm happy. Definitely superseded what I thought that we would as far as listens, as far as what Instagram page is right now. And we're continuously growing every single day. Our newsletter is continuously growing. Our listens are increasing. And it's all thanks to you guys. So, round of applause. Keep on supporting the cause.
Oh, there's one thing that we didn't tell them.
What's that?
For those of you guys listening who don't follow us on social media and who have not yet signed up for the newsletter, we're on video.
We're on video right now.
I know.
I am looking at myself right now.
And it's really weird.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because Angel and I have done a bunch of projects, and usually everything is just audio.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are getting this as a man.
Look,
what is this?
Give it to our city first.
Give
we
it to
love
our city first.
City.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're even wearing our Stonecrest Weekly shirts.
Hey.
Stonecrest Weekly.
So, but you guys will see clips of this. So I don't think.
If you follow us on social media or if you're signed up for the newsletter, they'll see clips.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there's no clips.
You know, this episode will be cut up and we'll release it over the next couple of days.
But they'll only see it if they sign up for the newsletter.
Oh, so we're not going to put it on an Instagram page?
I said follow us on social media or sign up for the newsletter.
Oh,
if they
okay.
only listen to the pod, then they don't.
Okay.
Right? And then if they're listening to this in the newsletter and they don't listen to the podcast, they're only going to get the little snippets that we provide, right? So there is a benefit to being involved with this on all of our platforms, including the website, where we put stuff like events and the access to those events. We list the events in the newsletter, but we don't put the links in the newsletter. So you need to go to the website to get the links. You know, hey, there's a reason to go to all the places.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a strategy.
Reason. Yeah, because some things don't make it to the website. Some things don't make it to the Instagram page, and some things don't make it to the podcast. But more things make it to the podcast than not. So
this is home.
I definitely highly encourage you guys to listen in every single week.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And we talked about our growth, so I really want to hit one thing. And that one thing is charting.
I love charting, boy.
It's a vanity thing.
Ain't
it's
nothing like being on the charts.
So
it's better than being off.
Week one, we were 207.
Mm-hmm.
Week two, we were 177. This week, we peaked at 164.
Okay.
Can we, for week four, can we hit, possibly, can we break through the 150? I would have, it would be a joy to break into the top 100.
I agree.
If we can break into the top 100, I don't know what I would do.
The way I feel, like we're a couple of weeks away from that.
And so all we need is for you guys to tell a neighbor to tell a neighbor to tell a neighbor to listen, because it's worth it.
Let them know we're here. Let them know we're here, and we are talking about it.
Yes, we're talking about it, whatever it is.
We are talking about everything Stonecrest.
All things Stonecrest.
The good,
that's
the bad,
benefit.
And the ugly.
And the beautiful, right? There's plenty of beautiful things here in Stonecrest. We make jokes and we also let out our grievances on what we don't like, but there's plenty to love here. I'm looking out the window right now at my subdivision and I'm blessed. I'm grateful. I live in a city that's the real Wakanda.
Yeah, I'm glad you're feeling like that these days. Because I'm gonna tell you, it took Angel some time to get to this point.
It did.
It took us some serious time to get to this point, man. We went back and forth if this was the best decision to move out here, with considering everything going on. So I'm begging you guys, can we make this happen? Because so I could tell Angel that I was right that we should move here to Stonecrest.
Oh,
that I was right.
Oh,
so and like, then we can be a part of something. Look, we can even be a part of something that's going to be great in Stonecrest.
So this is the thing. He doesn't want the city to be good so that it can succeed. He wants the city to be good so that he can have bragging rights over me.
Look, look, help me out, guys. Just make Stonecrest great, because I'll never hear the end of it if it's not. Real talk.
He really ain't lying. But anyway, we got more reviews. Well, one more review this week. Mm-hmm. So on Apple, that is the best place for us to get visibility. And actually right now is the number one place that you guys are listening to us outside of our main website. So most people listen to us through the website. And then number two is through Apple. So if you are an Apple listener, because we have way more.
Hold on a second. Most people listen to us through the website?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Through the Buzzsprout website.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about through the main.
Who is our host?
Website. Buzzsprout.
Mm-hmm. No, I was telling them that's
okay. Gotcha.
Right. So anyway, most people listen through that website, and number two is through Apple. So if you are an Apple listener, because we have way more Apple listeners than we do Apple reviews, please take a moment and hit that little 5-star. You know,
and if you ain't too good, you know, go to social media stuff. You can go straight to the website too. www.stonecrestweekly.com is right at the top of the page, man. Right below the banner, can't miss it. All you got to do is press play.
So I want to give honor, like we always do, to whoever leaves us a review. So I have my trusty phone. I'm trying to hide it. So there's a story behind my phone.
They can't see the phone. So why even give them the story on the phone?
Well, because I actually kind of held it like right here where my hand is for a second.
And trust me, they ain't see that.
Okay, good. Well, I guess I don't have to give you the story behind the phone then.
Exactly. We can move on. We don't want to hear this. Maybe save that one for another time. It's quite a story too.
Okay. All right. Anyway. So this one is from I'm That Girl For Real. Now I'm hooked. This show was so much fun. The chemistry and fun these two have is amazing chemistry. I'm going to be looking forward to every Monday from here on out. You gotta listen to. So
that's nice. Well, you know, thank you for that. And I really do try over here. I do. You know, Angel, you know, she tries to.
This show would be a smorgasbord of disorganization if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
So, and he talks all that junk.
Yeah, I'm along for the ride.
No, he's like a dictator.
I'm her wingman.
You do this, you do that, you do
this. That's behind the scenes, though.
Whatever. So, I think we pretty much got everything. Thank you, guys. Please rate, review, subscribe. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for a word from our sponsors. Hey, this is Angel, and I'm here to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Yard Love I-20 East. They offer yard sign rentals for any announcement like happy birthday, anniversary, congratulations, gender reveals, and more. Choose from a variety of colors, letters, and emojis. Let Yard Love I-20 East contribute excitement and happiness to someone's special day. What makes them unique? Yard Love I-20 East is a family-operated business and the only yard signs rental serving this area. You get to support a local business anytime you rent a sign. Yard Love I-20 East serves Stonecrest, Lithonia, Conyers, and Decatur. Mention Stonecrest at checkout and receive $5 off your rental. Check them out on Facebook at Yard Love I-20 East and on Instagram at YardLove_I-20 East. You can also click the link in our show notes to get to their website, yardlovegreetings.com.
In the past year, many of us have been enjoying our homes more than expected. This is where Forte Enterprise comes in. If you are interested in upgrading the design of your home with custom trim, cabinetry, bars, home office, vanities, and more, make sure you reach out to the master carpenters at Forte Enterprise. All Stonecrest residents who mention Stonecrest Weekly will receive a 10% discount on their total project price. The 10% discount expires November 30th. Visit the link in the show notes for more information. Choose 4T Enterprise to make your ideas a reality.
Stonecrest isn't boring. Check this out.
Always something hot. There is always something hot in Stonecrest. There's always something popping in Stonecrest. We, you know what? Stonecrest Weekly came around at the right time because we didn't know when we started Stonecrest Weekly that we were falling upon the general elections around this time. We didn't plan for none of that.
I'm sorry, I just can't get over the fact that you started when you knew I was drinking out that bottle. You know,
this probably won't even make it to a clip, this part at least.
Well, the fact is I was drinking and you started and then you want me to respond. You don't even know how long it was going to take me to swallow because I took a really big gulp.
Yeah, as we said earlier, we are on video. So, like I said, this won't make it. That's all.
Sorry for all our listeners out there if you heard me swallowing.
Anyways, into the hot topics of the week.
Let's go.
As you guys should already know, last week was the conclusion of the qualifications of the general 2021 election for the city of Stonecrest. All candidates have been identified.
For city council.
All of them. All 10 of them. And it's a lot more than what I thought that would actually be running. So I'm actually pretty excited about that.
Okay, let's hear the names.
All right, so for District 1, incumbent Jimmy Clanton.
Jimmy!
Angel, don't stop. Don't stop. Incumbent Jimmy Clanton. Jimmy boy! Now you got me started. Jimmy boy!
All right. Go.
Challenger, Tara Graves, Kelvin Kite, and Angel, lead this one to you.
Kwabena Nkrumah, and I apologize sincerely if I said your name wrong.
Yeah. All right. For District 3, incumbent Jasmine Cobble, challenger Herbert Woods, Alicia Washington. District 5, incumbent Tammy Grimes, challenger Dr. Barbara Hall, and Ryan Gallagher.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, 10 people.
10. This is like two challengers per incumbent, right?
Yeah, and Jimmy's got the Jimmy boy.
Jimmy!
Jimmy boy got...
Big him. Red.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on over there. So, they after your seats, man. So, for the incumbents now, I would say... You know what? I was thinking about this, and they actually, I would actually say they got a step ahead of the candidates.
What do you mean?
So, like, they're already, I see Jasmine Cobble, she's already moving with advertising and promotions, and I see that.
Okay, I get what you're saying. You're saying the incumbents are ahead of the candidates.
Yeah, I believe
well,
so.
Well, that's always going to be the person who's in the seat. It's going to be more difficult to unseat them.
Yeah.
Unless they just did a really horrible job while they were in there. And if you've done a horrible job, then you have a reason to be scared.
Yeah.
If you've done a great job, then there's nothing to be worried about.
Right. Tammy Grimes came out after she was qualified and, you know, she gave a speech outside of, I believe it was the city of Stonecrest. She gave a speech and looked like she had a lot of family and friends there. So they're getting geared up. Like I said, Jasmine Cobble's got an event going on soon. So Jimmy Clanton had an event just passed.
Hour of Power with the Chamber.
So for the candidates that were qualified, man, I would definitely say it's time to gear up and get going. Waste no time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get your social media accounts up because that's going to play a big part. People want to know who you are. You know, what you can do for Stonecrest.
Stonecrest Weekly wants to know who you are. Who are you? And what are you going to do to affect positive change
positive
in the city of Stonecrest? How are you going to elevate us? Are you going to add additional transparency? We don't need any more debacles in Stonecrest in regards to our government. So what are you going to do to make sure that
things are done
right?
We should probably reach out and see if we can get them on the podcast. Might be a good idea.
I think that's a great idea, Gaza. You see how when you had an idea, I encouraged and uplifted you, but when I had an idea, we ain't doing it.
Let's talk about this a bit more. So we reach out.
Mm-hmm. We reach out.
How you want to do it?
Touch somebody's
hold
hand.
Hold on a second. Do we want the... listeners to give the questions that we should ask?
Yes, we want our listeners to give the questions.
You are real extra, right? Angel, I'm gonna need you to peel it back a layer, just a little bit. But no, I think that'll be pretty cool in the next couple of weeks, right? We can get a few of them on here.
I think we can. I think we can do that.
And if you say no, we're calling you out.
We try to talk to so-and-so and they said no.
Another interesting thing I heard too about this is that they're going to have one debate that I've heard so far.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's not true.
How many debates do you think they should have?
So it's 4 years, right?
Yes.
So that's a long time. I'm going to need to know who you guys are, some of you candidates.
So that's where it's our, as residents of the city, there's going to have to be some ownership and accountability for us as well. We need to go to the websites that they establish and read the material that they put out to know who they are. A debate doesn't necessarily give you more insight as to who they are. You need mm-hmm. to go and read the issues and what they're supporting and what they want to change or what they want to maintain.
Right? There's the debates, and then we have the town halls.
If
they're mm-hmm. doing town halls, like I said, opening up their social media pages, and it's still if you're an active person in the community, I think that's something that people want to see.
Yeah, they right? should have social media. I do agree.
Well,
maybe they have them on Facebook.
Oh, no, man.
Did you look on Facebook?
I looked at each of their social media
pages. Did you
look
at Facebook?
I looked at Facebook, too, and I went to their Instagrams, too, and it could be a bit more activity, I feel like. But, mm-hmm. You guys are just getting started, and this is just a,
back to five heartbeats.
Little push out the door for you. Trying to gear up and get into campaign mode. Because Cobble and Grimes and Jimmy Clanton.
We're going to make it work out.
They're moving out here. They're moving out here. So you guys got to move too. Angel, please.
Five heartbeats. Jimmy!
You got to slap the knee now.
No, because it's not Jimmy Boy. That's not it. You haven't even seen the movie. Are you black?
I like Jimmy Boy.
Gaza is from England. He was born there. And he moved here.
Let me conclude my hot topic.
I just want to just put that out.
So anyways, guys, advanced voting begins on October 12th. And the city of Stonecrest, they will announce the in-person voting, where it will be held. And where the drop-off ballot boxes will be available.
Well, I already know for a fact that an in-person voting will be at the future City of Hall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's good. Some Avakey dates, October 4th, the last day to register and be eligible to vote in November 2nd general election, October 12th, earliest day for register to mail absentee ballots.
I hate how this dude be reading. The worst.
October 29th is the last day to register to issue absentee ballots. So, there you go. Angel, on to you.
On to me. And for those who are looking, my hands are free.
this little phone.
We're going to bleep that out.
Okay.
Because this is a clean show. It's a family
show. I've been really, really good.
I've
been excellent.
Look, you've been awesome. But you...
Because usually I curse, but I'm not.
Don't be proud of that.
I'm just saying.
He said, I curse.
I'm pill the back a layer to be, I don't want to hurt the listeners' ears.
We don't want to hurt the ears. We want them to feel safe listening to Stonecrest Weekly, regardless of who's in the room or car with them. So moving on to my stories. Dun, dun, dun. Mm. Number one. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's go.
We want to talk about the acquisition of the Mall of Stonecrest, right? So this is something that happened way back in March of this year, but we haven't really talked about it on the show because we're like, oh, let's talk about what's most current and relevant right now. But this is something that's current and relevant because on Nextdoor, on Facebook, sometimes in our comments, or not really our comments, in our DMs, mm-hmm. people have been alluding to the fact that this mall is in foreclosure, and that is far from the truth.
Oh, far from the truth.
It was recently acquired by Hallmark Venture Group, and they did not say exactly how much they bought the mall for, but the mall was recently appraised at $84 million. So I'm not sure if they got it on a deal or if they paid market value.
I'm about to take over your hot topic.
Oh, go on.
No, go ahead. I was about to cut you off, and I had to stop myself.
You stopped yourself?
So go ahead.
Okay. So with that being said, the mall has plans, and someone in our comments was actually very nice, and they gave us the SEC report, the website to it. So we're going to put that in the show notes as well so that you can go and read everything about this acquisition and Hallmark's plans for Stonecrest or the Mall of Stonecrest. They said a couple of things that I already see happening.
What's that?
In their statement, they said they wanted to bring an aquarium.
Check.
Sequest. They said that they wanted to make room for a cosmetic superstore.
Check.
Lisa Young. So they also said that they want to make it a sports center, as well as build apartments, as well as kind of make it like mixed use and
sounds
have
familiar,
office buildings,
doesn't it?
Right? So I'm excited to see if they're able to achieve these goals. So as much as we talk about the Mall of Stonecrest, everyone has their commentary about it. One thing that happened that I was excited to learn by reading that SEC report is that during COVID, that the mall maintained 90% of its, I was about to say residency, but 90% of the shops that were in the Mall Stonecrest stayed, even through COVID, even with shutting down, everyone was able to stay. That kind of says something.
Yeah, it says that you guys were still out during COVID. During lockdown is what it says.
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting you to say
Stonecrest
that.
Stonecrest Mall is popping during COVID, man. What y'all doing out there?
Obviously. Well, Georgia was popping. Georgia's still popping.
Look, man. Mm-mm. Boy, no masks and the whole nine yards. But no, that mall made some money, man.
It did.
During the whole COVID.
So I'm really, really happy about that. And that says that it's stable. So this whole talk of foreclosure, we could probably put it to bed and just continue to shop there as much as you can. I know for me, I say, oh, I don't want to go there. They don't have the shops or stores that I'm looking for. They don't have the stuff I want to buy. But there's something in there, right? They have things that are at other malls. Like, let's talk about it. They have Bath and Body Works. They have Victoria's Secrets. They have Macy's. They have JCPenney's. They have Dillard's. They have stores that you want to go to, the Foot Lockers, but right? Look, all that stuff is there.
Check this out. I was in there the other day, and it's a clean mall. And you go inside, it looks nice. Nothing stuck out to me like, oh man, this is like, you know, this has turned into a South DeKalb or something like that. It didn't feel like that to me. So, you know, look.
Let's do it.
I'm glad somebody's throwing Stonecrest Mall a line, because
we need it.
Yeah, what Hallmark is doing, I think it's fantastic. I do think they're gonna need help to push them along to for them to see the community commitment in with the mall area, and because they were in the article that we read, they were suggesting a lot of things, but they never promised to anything. Right,
that's true.
It was like, we're going to consider
doing this.
They said
this is a forward-looking statement, and market traction and all of that stuff can change the plans on what they want to do or what they right now foresee happening. So it is up to us as a community to keep it in their minds that we want this, that we are going to support this. And we have to make sure it's something we want to support. So it's going to be our due diligence.
And they got the money to do
it,
man. They got the money to do it. I know you guys want the Atlantic Sports. What do you call it?
The Atlanta Sports Stadium
to come here. And that is, that's going to be so good for Stonecrest in so many different ways. But I don't know. Look, I'm so amped about this right now. I almost feel like we should put out a petition or something. Like, send this one on over to Hallmark.
Hey, jeez. I think it's worth it, but we have to really take the time and think about what we want.
Yeah, I agree.
And we can't just throw up a petition.
Nah.
We really have to come together, at least a large group of us. Not three, not seven.
Well, if we can, you know, have a lot of input on how things, like developers come in and how they do things and making sure that those...
Are you trying to take my story that I have?
My bad. Go ahead. Let me roll it back.
You know what? You know what, Gazza? We're talking about the mall.
You know, that's a big deal, though,
no,
man.
Pause. We're talking about the mall. Why don't you tell them what you saw at the mall this week?
Oh. Interesting enough, as I was driving past the mall, going to get Angel some lunch. Yes, you know, she sent me out to go get her some lunch. And happened to drive by the shops of Stonecrest, and they had, like, crime scene tape taped over. And I seen a couple of cop cars out there. I seen a fire truck out there. So I decided to make, you know, go a little detour and go see what's going on, and have my little video camera out the window. I was like, oh, I seen a bunch of people standing outside. It's right out there by the T-Mobile. And come to find out, a threat was called in to the T-Mobile.
Oh.
Now, when I got home, upon doing a little research to see if it come up on the news, which it didn't come up on the news.
Shameful.
Which I've noticed a lot of stories out here in Stonecrest don't make it.
But they definitely want to highlight the stuff that makes the city look really bad.
They really do. So, but after looking and finding some more information on Nextdoor, supposedly, I don't know how true this is, but it was a bomb threat that was called in.
Mm-mm.
So when I had arrived, it was basically kind of like the end of it. But there was still a good bit of police presence out there.
Oh, okay.
So if I had been like maybe 30 minutes earlier, I'm sure there would have been a lot more cops. And
well, I'm glad that everyone was safe.
Yeah,
because if
too.
Someone was hurt, it would have been on the news, and that didn't happen. So I'm glad that everyone is safe and that that's all done. And
what's T-Mobile doing?
Somebody
what probably service we got? Who we got?
T-Mobile.
We got T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And that service has been crapping out lately, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Good Lord. I'm just saying.
So I have one thing that I want to call out really quickly here.
What's that?
Next story that Gaza tried to take. And that is Duke Realty that wanted to put this warehouse on Lithonia Industrial Boulevard. We talked about it. Gaza was so excited, like, and the Stonecrest residents came out. You guys heard him. Well, they really affected change. Those folks
That's
who
fantastic.
Did speak out, everyone who wrote, they withdrew their bid for the land and their desire to develop there. And it is because we activated, well, 10 of us activated as
citizens. Out of 54,000.
404. Decided to get out there and do something about
10
it.
10 people.
10 people. And, you know, who knows how many written petitions also came in. But the fact of the matter is your voice does make a difference.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It changed this. It was controversial. It wasn't going to be good for the city. And there was a plan. There was a plan for that area that's part of the city's vision. And this totally changed it. And it required rezoning, which is the biggest call out, right? It was rezoning, regardless of how long it had been undeveloped. It had a purpose and a reason for being zoned as such. Sometimes rezoning makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular case, it probably didn't. So that was big news. And what Gaza was trying to usurp my story and say is if these 10 individuals could go to the city council meeting and get a huge development to withdraw that may not have been beneficial for the city. What can we do with a written petition?
Imagine that.
And all of these signatures of people who say that they align
imagine
with
that.
What we're trying to push forward.
We're talking about the Hallmark, right?
Yeah, with Hallmark, right?
Yeah, imagine that.
If we want a particular store, if we want their apartment complex to look a certain way or offer a particular amenity because it makes the most sense, if we need it to be mixed use and it's a grocery store.
Look, there's power in numbers, and you guys just need to be heard. And
mm-hmm.
if we could be a vessel or a platform for that, then we are most happily to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want a sports complex center out here. Shoot, right around the corner, too.
You don't even watch sports.
Play.
But, you know, like I said, he's British. You don't want to own it. Putting that out there. I play tennis.
Angel, move on to your next topic.
You want to go pot in the hole?
Okay. West Side?
Throw up the W.
West
Faster
Side?
Than you can imagine.
Angel or Cali, baby.
Represents.
It's my Cali girl.
We're transplants.
She likes oranges.
That's Florida.
What y'all again? Hold on, what are y'all again?
Moving on.
Hold on, what are y'all again?
We are moving on.
Seriously, what are y'all again?
We grow almost all the organic food that's in the whole entire United States. And wine. Napa Valley is there.
Okay, okay.
And so I can continue to go on and on.
Y'all state ain't associated with no fruit. Okay.
We're associated with gold, which buys all the fruit that we need. Okay. So, moving on. The Golden State. That's okay, but we're in the peach state now, and I've been growing a peach since I've been here because I'm so hungry all the time.
What's the next hot topic? What's the next hot topic, man?
So it's yours.
It's mine?
Yes. Are you not?
Hold up. It's mine.
It's really both of ours, but I just wanted him to make sure he was paying attention.
Oh, okay, because, yeah.
And that is the update on the new Black Wall Street market. You see him still trying to search, even though I said what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so the new Black Wall Street market, what we've noticed from a social media standpoint is they're not very active on Instagram. But I see a lot more posts on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
You know what? Guess what? We're not deleting that either.
Well, thank you. Excuse me, everyone. Mm-hmm. I couldn't control that particular bodily function.
From here on forward, we ain't deleting none of this since you did me like that last week.
Authenticity. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with that being said, why are you just holding your face like that?
It's I'm looking to the camera. I'm looking into the camera.
You have joy that I had that little hiccup burp thing that just happened.
Angel, keep moving.
Anyway, so on their social media, Facebook, they mention that there is going to be a soft S-O-F-T launch for Labor Day.
So it's now a pop-up joint again outside.
Pop-up. And they're looking for vendors to participate in the pop-up.
Oh, man.
And by coming, you could be one of the first to take a hard hat tour through the facility.
A hard hat tour?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, a hard hat tour?
That means...
That implies it is not... hard hats for a reason.
Right, it's not completely ready. So for those of you who thought that this Labor Day, you're going to get to enjoy the full benefits of the...
Everything is pushing back.
It's okay. I'd rather them push back and it to be great. And they announced a couple of the vendors that will be inside of the store. And so I'm really excited to be out there. Stonecrest Weekly will be there, not necessarily with the booth, but we will be present so that we can hear and learn about what's upcoming.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys should make your way out there too for the pop-up again in September.
We'll be out there promoting Stonecrest Weekly podcast.
As always.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big update there, that it's going to be a soft launch and not an actual full opening.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Does that conclude the hot topics?
Hot topics done.
We have no more hot topics.
Hot topics done.
It's done.
Done.
All right. What are we moving on to now?
I want to do another Five Heartbeats song.
Yeah, we're done with this section.
Okay.
Catch you guys in the next segment.
Neighbors, listen up. This is your time to shine. You can sound off about anything Stonecrest related. Did your baby get an award at a Stonecrest school?
Cool.
Do you need to shout out a neighbor? Do you need to air a grievance about your community? Let your voice be heard. Sound off, Stonecrest. Sound off.
Hey, my name is Stephen Blair. I'm an 11-year resident of Lathonia, not Stonecrest. I just want to really tell you guys, I appreciate what you're trying to do. Like I said, I've been here for 11 years. I see a lot of people complaining, have a lot of issues, whether they put them next door or just around town. But I really noticed and I appreciate what you guys are doing, trying to put this newsletter together. And I think this is really what this community needs. So I give you heads up and kudos for that. Keep it coming, man. And as a start, I know it's you and your wife doing it. You know, this is new, but hopefully y'all continue to scale up. And I think this is really going to be a positive thing in our community. So once again, I appreciate it. Stephen Bliss, signing out.
Hey, so I'm a resident here around Stonecrest. And I definitely love the new and up and coming area that's being built. But I definitely feel like our neighbors maybe aren't the friendliest, and that could be improved.
Sound off, Stonecrest.
All right, guys. We are one third of the way through the murdering cheat. And that is the David and Bathsheba story. We hope that you've been enjoying it so far. And today we're going to make a point to play a little bit longer of an episode than we've been sharing with you before. So here you go, murdering cheat.
Please wear headphones for your best listening experience.
The Forgiving Bible Scandals Retold. Bible Scandals Retold.
David spent the better part of the afternoon inquiring of the battle. He still missed being out in the field. Uriah told of their victories and close calls in such detail that David was able to close his eyes and remember his glory days as a war hero. Remembering all of the tactical decisions he made to deter his troops from ambushes and bring them to victory. He almost lost track of why Uriah was there.
Once we are able to secure the river, it will be impossible for Jilistan to infiltrate. We could even move to overtake their northwest regions, if that's your desire, Mr. President.
That is a good suggestion, Sergeant. I will be considering all options. Why don't you take the day and visit your family? We can reconvene in the morning, before you head back out.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a great rest of the day.
Of course, Uriah. Just go through those doors and the staff will see you out.
Mr. President, it appears your meeting with Sergeant Morrison went well.
Yeah, he's a good soldier. Make sure he's watched tonight.
Will do.
And get Sheba on the line for me.
Yes, Mr. President.
Why? Hello, Sheba.
Hello, Davy.
You know Uriah is home.
Yes, I was told.
So you know what you must do.
Yes. But Davy, I don't want to.
We don't have time for this, Sheba. Make sure you're smelling good and looking sexy, and when your husband walks in tonight, you will make love to him. When the time comes, I send a midwife, and they will confirm the child was premature.
Why can't we just be together? Everyone knows how you are, David. They know you have women in every corner of the city. You legalized polygamy, for goodness sake.
Oh, Sheba, you're a married woman. And regardless of what's legal or not, I can't be responsible for breaking up an otherwise happy marriage.
David, please, I know we can figure out a way.
I already figured it out, Sheba. Go get ready. Your husband will be home to see you any minute.
But that wasn't true. Uriah wasn't going home. He was a man of his convictions and felt guilty that he was able to be home when the rest of his regiment was still out at war. He was privileged to be chosen to meet with the president, but that wasn't the same as being on leave. He rented out a hotel room near the Capitol building and did not leave or make a call for the entire night. David was baffled when he heard about Uriah. Now all those late night calls from Sheba made sense. But he never thought Uriah would pass up the opportunity to be with his wife. Man, he himself was having a hard time passing up Uriah's wife. She was beautiful, and David knew he had her nose wide open. If it were not for his position, Sheba would be in his arms at that very moment. But he had to stop thinking like that. It was time to secure this thing.
T, when Uriah arrives this morning, tell him that his time has been extended and we're going to have a celebration in his honor this evening. Make sure there's plenty of rum, coke, and steak tonight. Also, call in some entertainment. You know what I mean.
On it, Mr. President.
So David planned an evening of entertainment for Uriah and kept his glass full all night. There was plenty of eye candy, and they were playing their parts perfectly. He didn't think Uriah was the type to cheat, but an overly stimulated drunk man would definitely go home and put it on his wife, right? Wrong. Uriah went right back to that hotel room and slept it off. A frustrated David called Tyrell and team to his office to work out how he would handle Uriah.
What a punk! Seriously, back to the hotel again? I don't have time for this crap. You what when he gets here? I don't even want to see him. No. Never mind. Yes, I do. You guys give me a moment alone to get a message together to send back to Colonel Joe. Uriah, I just wanted to thank you again for your service. Just know in your absence, I will personally make sure your wife is looked after.
Mr. President, that is such a generous offer. I appreciate your concern and your praise, but I truly love Blessriel, and I'm just doing my job.
You do it well, Uriah. Also, I'm moving you to Colonel Joe's regiment. Take this letter to him directly. Make sure no one else reads it, as it holds confidential information.
Yes, Mr. President. It will be my honor.
Uriah, being the dutiful soldier he was, followed David's instructions exactly. He delivered the letter directly to Colonel Joe.
Good afternoon, Colonel. I have a letter from the President.
At ease, soldier. I'll take that letter. So, Uriah, how was your visit at the Capitol?
It was great, sir. The President is a good man.
That he is. We are proud to have you to join us, Sergeant. You'll be placed exercising the same tactical maneuvers you are accustomed to. You are free to meet Staff Sergeant Smith at Barrack 9. I will check in with you at 1800.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Davy. What have you gotten me into?
Colonel Joe, I send you this very skilled and honorable Sergeant Uriah Morrison. Unfortunately, his honor will cause a stench to rise. Put him with a team that is in the thick of it, but do not brief him on the group maneuvers. He must fall.
Yep, it still says the same thing. I should cuss you out, David. It is what it is.
Thank you for listening to Stonecrest Weekly, where you get the info you want about Stonecrest all in one place. So yeah, you could have Googled this, but isn't it more fun to listen to us? So make sure you tune in every single Monday, and all the links you need are right in the show notes. Until next week.
Neighborhood nonsense, huh?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about my experience this week, since we're on neighborhood nonsense.
I'm ready.
Chick-fil-A, right? This is actually a really, really good experience that I had at Chick-fil-A on Turner Hill.
So, it's not nonsense.
But hold on, I'm going to get to it.
Okay, I'm ready.
The service was spectacular. I have never received any type of service like I have received at Chick-fil-A this past week. Yo, they got the food being delivered to the car before you even pull around to the place where you even make your order.
Ooh.
You understand what I just said?
That means that you get your food and you haven't even got to the window to pay.
Well before the window.
Someone's going to drive out of line and they're going to stop that.
I don't know, but it's working right now.
Ooh, someone's going to drive out of line
they
and
got
they're
that,
going to
stop. Let me tell you, they got that thing on lock out there. Chick-fil-A, it's the operation. I respect the operation out there, Chick-fil-A. Mm. With that being said, let's go on to the other side of the street. To the McDonald's, man. Please, somebody help this McDonald's over here. How can you look at Chick-fil-A every single week and not try to bring yourself to that type of level of quality customer service? Why? I don't understand it. If I was McDonald's right now, I'd be looking at Chick-fil-A and that's what I'm be aspiring to, how to get them in and out. Don't you feel great?
No, because I've read... Oh, wait. Did you guys watch the movie The Founder? And McDonald's is not built upon customer service or any time of care or anything like that. And they make food that has killed people for years.
Man, come on, man. If we can get the line over McDonald's like Chick-fil-A, then I see great things with Stonecrest. Seriously, guys. I'll be waiting in line for like friggin' 15, 20 minutes at that McDonald's. And then when you place your order, and I tell them, I say, hey, I want a chicken sandwich meal. I want fries. I want a Coke. And then when they repeat my order, they always forget the drink. I always have to repeat the drink back. Why is that? And it seems like it happens every single time I go into the door. Every single time they forget the drink.
You know what this says?
What?
You should stop eating at McDonald's.
I don't really eat that no more. Now I might, like, once in a while. Like, I eat there because...
But again, because you don't feel like driving or whatever. The whole entire point is stop going to McDonald's.
Usually when I go there, I have a French fry or something like that with a drink. And occasionally I have one of the chicken sandwiches. I stop. Well, I ain't gonna say I stop eating the hamburgers, but I've definitely cut down a lot of visiting McDonald's.
You should stop visiting, period.
So that's my neighborhood nonsense. Chick-fil-A versus Mickey D's. It's a blowout.
Are you going to let me say anything this week? You shut me down last week. Are you going to let me say anything?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay. So first, I want to say thank you to everyone who's listened to the very, very end, because only people who listen to the end get to hear this nonsense. But I love Sonic.
Yeah, you do.
Like, a lot. Their cherry limeade slush, there's nothing better.
They've been consistent with that, too. They've ran that one for some years now, right?
They even have popsicles now. Ooh.
Oh, did you bring some of those home the other day, the popsicles?
Yeah, I did.
That's what it was, right?
Yeah, and they had cherry limeade flavor. They had the strawberry lemonade flavor.
Y'all remember
flavor.
The cherry limeades used to be in the Walmart? The cherry limeades used to be in the Walmart? The cotton cherry limeades?
Don't say it was in the Walmart. Say that Minute Maid used to make it. They were in all the grocery stores.
Hey, man.
And when I first moved to Georgia,
that thing was like crack.
That cherry
limeade?
I was buying 8 to 10 at a time.
But why do you stop? I felt like a lot of people were buying those.
Let's write Coke.
It's something, man.
Because that was the lick. I went into a Food Depot and they had them in there, and I took all that they had, and this was like last year. It was right after COVID. I bought, it was when you sent us on that food run because we didn't know if we were going to be on lockdown, and I bought all of the cherry limeades. Oh my gosh.
We didn't rack up on none of the essentials, but we got us some cherry limeade.
We did get essentials. Don't say that. All right.
We ain't got no toilet tissue, but we got some cherry limeade.
Don't.
I mean, they were cleaning them things off the shelves, boy, and toilet tissue, boy.
They were.
Yeah.
This is my issue. So we're at Sonic, and I want my cherry limeade. They bring out the cherry limeade. We're like, thank you. They take the money. Then when he's coming back, we're like, hey, where's the straw? Oh, we ain't got no straws. And then you're like, how are you going to give us a drink and no straw? And the girl says, it's not our fault.
Yeah, they're looking at you like you wrong for even asking.
Right. This is the thing. You could have told us, like, hey, we don't have any straws at this point, because I'm not putting my mouth on that cup. Your little hands were there. I already have to pray enough to drink out the straw. Me putting my mouth to that cup is a little bit, my psyche ain't there yet. So, no, don't tell me it's not your fault. You know what? It isn't your fault. If you're not the general manager or the manager or the buyer, whatever, you're not responsible for making sure that the straws are there. But what you are responsible for, regardless of your level, if you're customer facing, is to let them know what's not available.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And McDonald's, man, y'all caught me one too many times not putting no napkins or no ketchup or anything like that in the bag. You tried every single time. It's like you have to ask for it now before you can get it, even a straw. And so,
like, why do I have to ask for napkins? Like, what are you imagining?
That's what they do. Unless you ask.
I'm wiping my hands on my clothes. Like, what?
Unless
going
you
on?
Ask, you ain't getting it. They ain't dropping nothing in the bag. Chick-fil-A, they ask you every single time, what do you want as far as condiments?
What sauces?
And they make sure it's in the bag.
They do. How many?
So,
they're on point. All right. You know what? We out of here with this nonsense.
Catch y'all next week.
Don't crest. Weekly.